This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has postponed a vote in the Republican-led chamber on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has details.
Johnson included a requirement in the spending bill that people registering to vote must provide proof of citizenship. There are doubts the votes are there to pass. Johnson is not backing down.
The American people demand and deserve that we do everything possible to secure the elections. That's what we've been saying consistently. That's what I have heard from the people across the country in 198 cities across 39 states.
Democrats like California's Pete Aguilar are calling on Johnson to stop wasting time on a bill that will not become law.
We've seen how this ends. The only way to pass a government funding bill is to pass it on a bipartisan basis.
Former President Donald Trump seemingly encouraged a government shutdown if Republicans in the House and Senate don't get what he called assurances on election security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Forecasters have issued a flash flood emergency for New Orleans, Louisiana, and its surrounding areas as Tropical Storm Francine approaches the port city. Francine has gradually weakened since making landfall Wednesday in the southeastern U.S. state as a dangerous Category 2 storm carrying maximum sustained winds of 160 kilometers an hour. The most recent report from the National Hurricane Center said the storm was located about 30 kilometers northwest of New Orleans, carrying maximum winds of 85 kilometers an hour. The center says Francine could dump as much as 30 centimeters of rain across southeastern Louisiana and the neighboring states of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. More than 300,000 customers across the state of Louisiana were without power as of late Wednesday. This is VOA News. Authorities in Vietnam say nearly 200 people have died and more than 125 are missing in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi. Yagi made landfall last Saturday with winds up to 149 kilometers an hour, making it the strongest typhoon to hit the Southeast Asian country in decades. The storm produced torrential rains that triggered flash floods and landslides across the country. The death toll includes 42 people who were killed when a flash flood swept away an entire hamlet in the northern Lao Cai province on Tuesday. Officials in Southern California Wednesday says three major wildfires in the mountains east of Los Angeles torched dozens of homes and forced thousands of people to evacuate. At least a dozen people, many of them firefighters, have been treated for injuries that were mostly heat-related. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
At a briefing covered by KABC, Orange County Fire Chief Kevin Fetterman spoke about the challenges.
Some of these areas haven't burned in decades. The terrain and topography have presented extreme challenges.
Firefighters have been working in steep terrain in temperatures over 100 degrees, but cooler weather is expected for the rest of the week. As of Wednesday night, the airport fire had burned over 35 square miles and was 5% contained. The line fire had charred 57 square miles, but containment had reached 18%. A suspect's been arrested on suspicion of arson in that one. And the bridge fire was burning uncontained over 78 square miles, torching at least 33 homes and 6 cabins. I'm Ben Thomas.
The New York City Fire Department held a solemn ceremony late Wednesday to remember the hundreds of firefighters who died in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Is AP correspondent Julie Walker.
As the sun set on 9/11, the New York City Fire Department pipes and drums performed in the shadow of the September 11th memorial right outside FDNY 10 House, the only fire station at Ground Zero.
We don't want it to be forgotten what happened.
That's retired FDNY Lieutenant Jerry Murtha from Rescue 3, who's also with the band. He was here on 9/11.
Naturally, all eight of the guys we lost that day, but we wound up staying here for months and months and months, but I look at the streets here and I still get a tear in my eye talking about it.
The FDNY lost 343 members on 9/11. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.